أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the last characteristic of perfect human beings. And by this episode, we are going to close the profile of this issue. We talked previously about one of the descriptions of a good and true leader, which is commitment. We said that a person who takes himself and supposes himself as a leader of others, he might feel responsibility, might feel commitment to that mission. We quoted this segment of a letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen to Uthman ibn Hunayf, one of his companions. He said, أَأَقْنَعُ بِالنَّفْسِ بِأَنْ يُقَالْ هَذَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا أُشَارِكُهُمْ فِي مَكَارِهِ الدَّهْرِ أَوْ أَكُونَ أُسْوَةً لَهُمْ فِي جُشُوبَةِ الْعَيْشِ Shall I be content? Is it enough just to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen, Commander of Faithful, although I do not share with the people the hardships of the world? Or shall I be an example for them in the stresses of the life? فَمَا خُلِقْتُ لِيَشْغَلَنِي أَكْلُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ I've not been created to keep myself busy eating good foods. كَالْبَهِيمَةِ الْمَرْبُوطَةِ هَمُّهَا عَلَفُهَا Like a tied animal whose only worry is his fodder. Or like a loose animal. أَوْ الْمُرْسَلَةِ شُغْلُهَا تَقَحُّمُهَا A loose animal whose activity is to swallow. Am I like that? No, I'm... The reason why people call me Amir al-Mu'mineen, Commander of Faithful, is that I have to feel committed to this responsibility, that they are taking me as their example. So I have to take care of my behaviors. That is very moving, actually. When I'm reading, I'm really moved. So commitment is very important. By the way, totally... Why do we follow a leader? Because we have different inclinations, different tendencies within our souls, and we need someone to adjust them, to modify them, to moderate them. So for adjustment, for modification of our inclinations, we need a true example to look at them and follow. That's why, again, Amir al-Mu'mineen, in the same letter says, وَأَلَا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ مَأْمُومٍ إِمَامًا For the same reason, I mean for adjustment, modification of our inclinations, of our behaviors, we need a leader, an instructor. Remember that every follower has a leader whom he follows. But how this leader is qualified, how is he described, from the glory of whose knowledge he derives light. Because you might ask that, okay, it's right, I am going to follow a true leader. But that leader also needs to be guided. So how is he going to be guided? Amir al-Mu'mineen replies that, لِكُلِّ مَأْمُومٍ إِمَامًا يَقْتَدِي بِهِ وَيَسْتَضِيءُ بِنُورِ عِلْمِهِ I follow him, I use the glory of whose knowledge he derives, but it's important that he has a kind of knowledge that uses to be guided himself. So let's talk about that a little bit more after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صل على محمد صلوا عليه يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه Welcome back, my dear audience. To the series of Talks for Humanity, this is Hamza Azizi from Iran, radio, I've been reading for you a passage of Amir al-Mu'mineen's words in one of his letters, talking about the connection, the relationship between leader and the adherent. I said that Amir al-Mu'mineen says that everyone must have a leader. Inna li kulli ma'mumin imama. Every follower has a leader whom he follows. يقتدي به ويستضيء بنور علمه. And from the glory of whose knowledge he derives light. I use his knowledge. This passage, this part, shows that there is a very important knowledge with him that guides him as well. And that knowledge comes from God. That knowledge. Now, I have to remind you that, do you remember the verse that I read some episodes ago, that the people in the hellfire, they explained that the reason why we are in the hellfire, because neither we had such knowledge, nor we listened to the good leaders. لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل. We had two options. There is no other way. Whether I have the proper, complete, infallible knowledge, and if not, I have to look at someone who is so. It's impossible to say that, okay, I do not have complete knowledge, I do not have pure, infallible knowledge, but at the same time, I do not follow anyone. I'm independent. It's impossible. Let's say it's improbable. It's not reasonable. Whether I have the pure, infallible knowledge, and the knowledge takes me to the right path, like prophets, like infallible imams, who are directly in connection with the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or if I'm not one of them, as it's so, I have to follow. I cannot be independent while I accept that I am not perfect. So even the perfect human beings, whether they are actual perfect human beings, infallible ones, they are leaders. Or in case they are not infallible, they have to follow someone. So this is Amir al-Mu'mineen. So just look how thoughtful his sentence is. Ala wa inna imamakum قد اكتفى من دنياه بطمريه ومن طعمه بقرصيه. Realize that your imam is satisfied with two shabby pieces of cloth out of the world and two loaves from his meal. ألا وإنكم لا تقدرون على ذلك. Definitely, certainly you cannot do so. It means that you are not that much resistant, that much powerful to imitate completely. But at least, ولكن أعينوني بورع واجتهاد. At least support me in piety, exertion, chastity. بورع واجتهاد وعفة وسداد. And uprightness. This is how we learned that we have to follow a true example, a true leader. And by this point, we enclose the profile of characteristics and descriptions of perfect human beings, learning from the last verses of chapter Furqan. Inshallah, in following episodes, we will open a new profile. Thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Stand.